I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The news from Ukraine can be bewildering. We hear reports of heavy fighting there, but knowing who is doing what in eastern Ukraine requires sorting through often competing claims. Ukraine blames Russia for most of the violence. As evidence, it's posted a video supposedly showing some Russian soldiers caught fighting in Ukraine. But Russia denies sending troops in and blames Ukraine. Journalists are left trying to use every tool they can think of to piece together the true story. Our Ukrainian colleagues at the BBC World Service, for instance, are using intercepted radio and phone messages. We're going to ask BBC News editor Oleksiy Solubenko about that. But first, let's hear an example of what we're talking about. Okay, Oleksiy, what did she say?
She says that actually you hit peaceful civilians, three houses, and in one of them, there were small children. And she's a female spotter, it appears. She's a spotter who was giving instructions to an artillery unit of the rebels, but they missed the target.
And let's listen to the man who responds to her.
What he says in a slightly inebriated voice, I think, he says that in this circumstances, the only thing you can do is what I've done. I poured myself a glass of vodka and downed it, and that's the only way of doing it. And then he continues saying, don't worry, what happened, these things happened, this is a war, and we'll blame it on the Ukrainian army anyway, so nobody would know. That's the kind of dialogues you get through these intercepts sometimes, operational detail, which builds up a bigger picture.
And how do you verify them?
We don't take it for granted. The recordings, the intercepts are now coming mostly through the Ukrainian security service. So we listen to the accent. We ask native speakers to check. We try to marry the recording with the location, with the date, what is happening on the ground. And if we are certain that this is something that sounds authentic, we put it as part of the story. We don't base our stories just on these intercepts, but they are an important tool, an important insight into what's going on, into the mindset of some of the people in eastern Ukraine and some of their leaders.
So you mentioned they're from the Ukrainian security services. So how do you know they're not selectively giving you just the intercepts that they think will push their version of the story?
Oh, I'm sure they are selectively giving the intercepts, which is why we're trying to verify them. But I think sometimes this selective release of information is very important because it is part of the picture.
Now we're going to hear a final example. Let's listen.
Значит, самолет рассыпался в воздухе в районе шахты Петропавловской.
And Oleksiy, this was after that horrible flight downing. Tell us, who's speaking and what are they saying?
It is one of the local operatives, one of the local rebels, talking to his commander, and he basically reports on the airplane falling to pieces in the air. And then he says in a very agitated manner that we have found one, the first dead body, and he is a civilian. And then,
Of course, is the horrible downing of the Malaysian Airlines airline flight.
And this is in the same area. He describes the area next to a coal mine, exactly in the location where the aircraft came down. And he sounds very surprised that the first person they discovered was a civilian. So this was part of quite a number of various other intercepts, which led most experts to believe that perhaps the airline, the Boeing 777, was shot down by rebels who thought they actually fired at a Ukrainian transport plane or at a Ukrainian fighter aircraft.
So after listening to so many of these intercepts from various sources, what do you conclude about their value to the work you do?
I think they are valuable. They are not the smoking gun. They are an additional material that help us to understand the story better, I guess, because some of the material that we heard is political discussions where rebel leaders are talking to people, presumably in Russia, not in Ukraine, that we know, discussing the situation on the ground, discussing the leadership, discussing each other in a very, very open, very robust way. So, you know, it helps us to understand what's going on. And again, as I said, this is not the mainstay of our coverage. We just use it as part of the sources that we use in covering this conflict.
Alexei Solobhenko is news editor at BBC World Service. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.